How significant is China's role of reconciling Fatah and Hamas after Russia also hosted the two groups? Both countries' involvement in the region seems to be cautiously increasing.
It's incredibly significant. It's very, very significant. And there's many many things that you can conclude or deduce from that. Just one of which is that I've talked about, which is the almost complete absence of American influence or relevance.
Isolation.
The isolation of the United States. There is really the self-isolation, to be honest, of the United States. Their own behavior, their own conduct, their own policies have isolated them tremendously. And the fact that Fatah and Hamas and all of the factions, I mean, the most important, obviously, is Hamas and Fatah going to Beijing, but the Chinese are interested in a reconciliation between all factions, and because that's relevant, because if you don't have, for example, Islamic Jihad on board, that's going to be a problem. They also have to sign off because they're not nothing. So and no, it's incredibly significant, and again, it just shows that this is getting resolved, and it's going to eventually be resolved outside of the U.S. jurisdiction. It's going to be resolved by BRICS. This is what I've been talking about. If you've been following my content, I've been talking about this for months, that the way this is going to end up going is that China, I'm a little bit surprised that China is kind of like out in the open now, because generally, and what I had expected was that they would sort of be more in the background in trying to mediate and resolve this issue. But they've come more to the forefront by this public meeting with Hamas and Fatah. But also there's a meeting between Hamas and Fatah in Saudi Arabia as well. So this isn't something, and also even Moscow. So this is what I've been saying all along. This is coordination between Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Russia, China, basically BRICS, but the most important members of BRICS. And now you can't talk about the most important members of BRICS without talking about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is one of the most important members of BRICS, without question. And they are involved now in resolving this issue, resolving the Palestinian situation. And it will be, inshallah, eventually, the solution is going to come from them. And that will actually be a solution rather than something imposed by the United States and Israel. I've been saying that the way this is going to get resolved, and the only way that it can get resolved, the only actual way that it ever could get resolved, is for Israel to be at the negotiating table by itself, and the Palestinians on the other side of the negotiating table with the entire global consensus on their side behind them. And that's what's happening. In my opinion, that's what's happening, and that's the way it's going to go. Rather than the Palestinians being on one side of the table by themselves, and Israel and America and Europe on their side of the table with them calling all the shots and imposing upon the Palestinians whatever, basically capitulation, imposing it upon them. Now the situation is very different. Alhamdulillah, the situation is very different. They had a lot of ideas since October 7th, and none of them have come out. They weren't able to implement any of those. I mean, they had wanted to. They had so many proposals. I don't know how much people actually have followed the events and the way things have played out. That, like I've talked about many times, the original plan was to expel all of the Gazans into Sinai. And they talked to Sisi about it and tried to get him to sign off on it. He refused flatly, Blinken's face. They said, well, maybe the Egyptians can come into Gaza and be responsible for security. Was told no, flat in the face. Then they asked Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, okay, we'll see to it that you can manage the security. And he said, no, I don't want that. He said, no. So they've tried many things, many ideas, and all of them have fallen flat because they don't have the ability to influence people anymore. They don't have the ability to force their will anymore. Like I said before, they're acting like it's 1994, not 2024. They're not up to date. The world has changed.
Yeah, and the latest is...
It's going to be, like I said before, America is going to be the shortest empire in the history of empires. It's falling apart in front of our face. Alhamdulillah, in our lifetime, we're seeing it.
It's social media is facilitating that.
So. Yeah, your own creation. Your own creation, social media, is doing it to you. It's beautiful. Allahu Akbar.